You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Well, boys and girls, we're going to have a brown bag homily today, so I need your help. If you would come up and gather around me here on either side of the altar, I would certainly appreciate it. Come right up. We have room on both sides. Great. Come on down. That's great. Great. Thank you. Good. Glad you're all here. That's great. Great. Come on. That's great. You can stand over here. We got plenty of room. That's okay. Come on down. See anybody that looks friendly? Come on down. Well, thank you, boys and girls, for helping me today. I'd like to start with a little story. This is a story about a priest who was in church one Sunday giving his homily. And during the homily, a mother had a little baby that started to cry quite loudly. Did you ever cry when you were a baby, when you were in church, your mom or dad? I heard I did. But anyway, the baby was crying so loud that after a while, the mother decided that she would get up and take the baby outside to try to settle down. So she got up and started walking down the aisle. The priest stopped his homily and said, ma'am, please, you don't have to take that child out. The child's not bothering me. And the mother turned and said, Father, he may not be bothering you, but you sure are bothering him. Thank you for being here this morning as our symbol for today's gospel. When the 12 apostles were embarrassed when Jesus found out that they were talking about who is the most important of the 12, Jesus stood a child in their midst to teach them a lesson, saying, this child, the little one, whenever you receive a child or any little one, you receive me and the one who sent me. Jesus was trying to teach the 12 and us that if you want to really be important, you must serve other people. Be first in service, even the least among us. In my homily bag this morning, I brought three items I'd like to show you. Who would like to hold the first item that's in it? You don't even know what it is, huh? Okay. We'll let you put that on. You know what that is? What is that? Who can tell me what that is? A crown. Very good. We have a crown, and then we have something else, if you can figure out what this is. Who would like to put this on? We should get a boy, don't you think? We have a girl wearing the crown. You want to try those on? Okay. Good. Those are glasses. Can you tell what's on the front of the glasses? What's that symbol? Anybody know? Money. I don't know why somebody gave me those, but they did, huh? Money glasses. Very good. And now we have a third symbol. And let's see. You want to put this on? There you go. Can you put it on? You know what that is? What is that? What is that? Anybody know what that is? Huh? An apron. Now we have an apron. We have some money glasses. And we have a crown. Based upon today's gospel, which one of these three items do you think could be the most important symbol? How many think it's the crown? How many think the money glasses? How many think the apron? How many don't know for sure? Well, I understand it's hard to read my mind, but Jesus said that his apostles were too concerned, and oftentimes other people too, about having power. Who wears a crown? Who usually wears a crown? A king or a queen, they have power. They give orders. They tell people to do something, and people do it right away. They have authority over them. Glasses, money, People who have lots of money have lots of power, don't they? They can buy anything they want, or they can give people money to do things for them. But Jesus says our focus must not be how much money we can get or how much power we can have, but rather our focus should be upon the apron, how much service we can give. Somebody wears an apron as a sign they're serving other people, huh? Who do you sometimes see wear an apron? Have you ever seen anybody wear an apron? Who?
Lunch ladies.
Okay, the lunch ladies, that's right. Who are fixing you lunch? Who else? Your mom, huh? Moms are cooking or dads are cooking. Yes. Your grandmother. So when people are serving others, they oftentimes wear an apron. It's a symbol of service. I've oftentimes thought that maybe that's what we preach to be wearing when we have mass, not these fancy vestments, but an apron. It's a symbol to remind us that we're all called to a life of service as God's church, as the body of Christ. Who can hold the bag for me? Will you hold that for me, Brian? Thank you. And so today, we use the apron as our symbol to remind us of what Jesus teaches us. He says, the one who wants to be the greatest in the kingdom of God must be willing to be the last and the first in service to others. And then he brought that little child up and said, when you receive a little one, you receive me. In the days of Jesus, children were the lowest on the totem pole. Children had very little respect at that time, much different than our culture and our society. The children were always last. And Jesus used a child as an example. And that's why it's so important for us to have children with us when we gather each Sunday to celebrate the Eucharist. Even crying babies are a special gift to us. And that's why I always like to encourage families to come to Mass with all your family, because the children are a special sign to us that we are called to recognize Christ in all people, but especially the little ones. One of the things I like to do, and I had a chance to do it a couple times this summer, is that on Saturdays, many people don't realize this, but I think I've mentioned to you before that over at Busch Stadium, they have a Mass. If it's an afternoon game, the Mass is after the game. If it's a night game, it's before the game. For people who serve as ushers and work at the stadium, who would have trouble getting to Mass on Sunday morning. And so a couple of times they've called me out of the bullpen to come over and have Mass there. And one of the neat things when I go to the stadium to have Mass, I go on a special entrance. And over that entrance it says VIP entrance. I presume it stands for very important priest. We know that lots of buildings have what they call a VIP entrance, for very important persons or very important people. In a sense, that's probably what we should have over all of our church entrances, very important people, because each member of the body of Christ are important members of the body, important people, and to be treated with reverence and respect from the youngest to the oldest. And that's what Jesus teaches us, that we must recognize His presence in each and every person. And when we serve others, we are serving Him. And that's what the kingdom of heaven is all about, a life of service. And not putting ourselves first, but last. Always putting the other first. And so, boys and girls, you are an important symbol to us not only this morning, but every Sunday when you come to church with your family. You remind us of what Jesus teaches us, a very, very important lesson. And so we thank you for being here today and for helping us reflect upon the Word of God. And we want to continue to remember what Jesus teaches us today, that if you seek power, if you seek money, as James tells us, that will lead to jealousy, selfish ambition. But if you seek service, that will lead to the kingdom of God. So boys and girls, we're going to put the money glasses and the queen's crown and the servant's apron in front of the altar, in front of those bricks there, to remind us of what we've been talking about this morning. The bricks, of course, symbolize the building of church, and that we are all living stones of God's holy temple. So thank you very much for helping. You can return to your places now and make sure you find the right parents, okay? Good. Thank you, Brian.